And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's the podcast theme, yo.
Dude, that's the best song ever.
It is pretty great.
As we are starting the podcast this week, before we go into naming off the wonderful cast of characters we have, I do want to remind you that we are sponsored by Wells Fargo. And if you have a loan tracker plus a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, the home loan process gets super easy and way better. And if you want to find out some more, visit wellsfargo.com/loan tracker to learn everything you need to know about it.
Hey, Killer Bees is joining us. He's being part of our podcast today.
And that voice you're hearing is Big D. I think we should introduce. People always say, I can't tell you guys apart. Now, when Killer talks, you'll know.
Because I'm from England or Bangor, Maine.
Where are you from? Mobile?
I grew up in I was born in Andalusia, Alabama. That's near Op. It's on the way to Panama City, if you're trying to get there. But I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, then moved to Nashville, Tennessee, then moved to Mobile, Alabama. So I think it would be safe to say the Deep South. If we were going to generalize, I would say the Deep South.
Now,
your
accent is, I'm fascinated with accents. And so your accent is... Are you periscoping, Patrick?
I sure am.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to periscope, too.
Oh, big. Right.
And this is going to be your Killer Bees' first ever periscope, right?
Yep. I hit the red buttons, and now it said start Brock. There's Patrick periscoping.
I'm periscoping Killer Bees, periscoping me.
And then there is Big D looking on over there going, I told y'all not to do that. That's that look.
We see that look a lot. I've just started my periscope, so now...
And now there's Bubba.
I don't have anybody... now I have six people now watching me periscope you.
There's 10... A heart came up. What does that mean?
The heart means that you're pregnant.
Really?
Yes.
I'm real pregnant. There's a lot of hearts. I'm having a litter.
Hey,
this is the first litter I've... This is the first litter I've had since being professionally in show business, and there's Big D over there again.
My question was about your accent. So you...
Let him have his moment.
He is having it.
It's his first ever one.
I know. I've got three cameras on me now.
Look at this.
What you do.
Awesome.
I actually understand how to do a periscope. A periscope by doing something.
Doing what you normally do.
And that's
so we do the podcast.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to answer a question now from Big D. I'm answering a question from Big D while periscoping. Yes, sir.
My question is, your accent is really thick, okay? Almost borderline...
Annoying?
Hard to understand.
Dang it.
And now I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee, okay? I'm from the South, born and raised, but I don't have that. Do you work at it? Do you kind of push it? Do you make it more than it is? And then did you do that back in the day and it kind of stuck?
I think that, and that is a good question. I think that, I'm going to sign off from Periscope now because this is heavy. This is going to be fun.
If you want to keep up with it, just follow either at Big D and Bubba or at Radio Patrick. We're going to keep it going.
I'm going to keep it going. As we are periscoping here.
I was periscoping you.
Oh, okay. Now literally Bubba and so, Bees are periscoping each other.
Oh, look at that. Look at That's like the endless mirror. Don't ever do that eating those mushrooms. That right, what you just did, you'll like float off or something.
Ridiculous.
So my accent, I do believe, my friend, that when I am on stage, it feels to me like I push the accent a little bit more for a rhythmic type feel. Kind of for a cadence, if you will, as
almost like a preacher would.
We can't ignore
almost
the
like
fact
a preacher
that Bubba
would.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost a cadence kind of thing. And as you and I have had conversations over the years off the microphone, it is the accent is not as thick and as pronounced, I would say. Or would you not say that?
It's not as pronounced off stage.
Correct.
Saying?
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Or off mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just think after 33 years of being on stage, and sounding like this, I think that when I am in front of a mic or in front of people performing, I do think I kind of push that a little bit.
Yeah, it seems
farther.
like you'll be like, "Hey man, what's going on?" We're like, "Good. Hey, how are you?" I'm and doing your voice. You know, "Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine." And then all of a sudden, you get on the mic and you're like, "Hey, how are y'all?"
Yeah.
And it's a lot more. It's almost like Paula Deen's voice is like.
Oh, really? Dang.
No. I think she.
Dang.
Paula
Deen.
Whoa. What's wrong with Paula Deen?
If I sound like that, I'm gonna get an operation or something.
I think she turns it on.
Y'all.
I think I have relied on that as a hook, kind of.
So Paula Deen is more of a y'all, and Deez is more of a y'all. See, you hear the difference?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah, I get it. Y'all.
Y'all.
Y'all. Y'all.
Yeah.
Because there are different y'alls.
There's different inflection in y'all.
But I do think that is a good point that you make there, that the accent is more pushed and, like I said, once again, a cadence type thing. I think
the audience wants to hear you do that too. Mm-hmm. I think they want to come. I want them to. It's like Justin Wilson back in the day, rest his soul, when he would do the Cajun thing. It was very, you know, over the top, and he kind of really did it, you know, overkill. When he probably didn't really speak that way, you know,
all the time. And I know a lot of comics that do their acts with more of an urban sounding rhetoric and flair when they're on stage as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of a hookish thing that I've grown to use when I'm on stage, which I get the same vibe, the same adrenaline, the same sense of what I need to perform when I'm in front of a microphone, even when it's a world award winning podcast like this one.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but we won a world winning award.
Not for this podcast, we didn't.
I did know that. It was at the ACMs, was it?
Yes.
Man. You should have been there. It was awesome. We took the girls, and Patrick came with us. We never take Patrick on the road with us, and he went with us. We were in Dallas and accepted our award, and it was fun, and we had a great time.
Dude, well, congratulations. I know I saw a picture on Twitter of Big and Rich hanging with you guys, cuddled up, because they love award winners.
We actually do cuddle.
Did I tell you the time that we flew Big and Rich back to Nashville?
It's already funny.
We did a concert with Big and Rich, and we're like, hey, look, after the show, they were going to get on their bus to fly home. And we're like, to drive home. We're like, why don't you just fly and you can be in your bed by 1 a.m. And of course, you know, John's like, okay, sounds good. And Big Kenny's like, all right. So they jump in the plane with us and we're flying. D and I are up in front, and John and Big Kenny were.
Big Kenny's in the back. John's in the middle.
And all of a sudden you hear this in the back. And I went, oh, they have broken out the alcohol.
So, you know, we didn't say anything. And so John's asking questions about, you know, the industry and what our thoughts are on this, that, and whatnot. And so it's nice. We're level. Okay, we're just cruising. It's on autopilot. I mean, it's really boring. It's, you know, night flights are really cool because it's just, you know, there's no one else up, and so you're just enjoying it. And so he's talking, and then all of a sudden, as about 30 minutes into it, he gets, like, he's getting louder and more.
Then he starts
robust.
Then he starts hitting on us. He's going, hey man!
Physically hitting on you.
And he's got this dumb ring on.
Yeah, it's hitting.
You know, and John's like hitting it. It's like digging into your muscle. It's like somebody, you know, taking the old knuckle and frogging you.
Yeah, but we're having fun. Yeah, you know, it's just good. You know, he's just, you know, and Kenny's in, you know, he's kind of quiet, more quiet, but it's good. And then we get about, I don't know, 30 minutes from landing or so. And I said something about Amarillo. He's from Amarillo, Texas. And I said something about, yeah, we were in Amarillo. We went out to the big Texan out there where you eat the big 72-ounce steak.
Oh, yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, are you saying we're in Amarillo, flipping Texas right now?
Put this plane down right now.
We want to go. I will show you my hometown. And we're like, no, we're just saying
we've been to Amarillo. And then, that's what I'm saying. Put the plane down now. I'll show y'all Amarillo. Y'all want party? We're gonna party.
And then Big Kenny's in the back going, John, no, John. He's so mellow, you know.
He's saying that they've been there.
Dude, that is hilarious.
I wanted to just auger that plane into the side of a hill so bad. Just it was like, oh, jeez, guys, you're killing me here. So we land, and I'm in front of my hangar, and you know, we're gonna go home, and he's like, "Y'all come to the house. We're coming to the house, right? Y'all come to the house.
We're throwing a party. I'm calling
Dierks Bentley, and I'm calling somebody else."
Meanwhile, it's a Sunday night.
Yeah,
it's like one in the morning.
I'm like, no.
And all this now. Remember, as somebody just brought up on Periscope, Big D is also a non-drinker.
Right, so here he is,
we're throwing this party, and D's like, I'm not even interested.
I said, listen, John,
I go,
man, that sounds great, but I'm going home to my wife and kids. That's where I'm going.
I have a Periscope question real quick.
How
many people watching your Periscope there, Killer
right
B?
Now, there's only five.
Yeah, Bubba?
We had we had like a million to start out with, and then they're like, really?
I'm seeing 17 watching on Periscope, and if I click the little button...
I'm down to three.
That's the way it is.
To the three people that are watching this, but it's almost not worth it for me to run
it's
my battery down.
It's not worth it. It's not.
For the
it's
three
totally
people.
It's totally worth it. I'm up to 18.
This is awesome. My first 18. Periscope ever. Thank y'all so much.
So from my angle at Radio Patrick, you can see Big D's bright neon green shorts, which everyone has commented on.
I showed
on
off
so
everybody's
far.
Shoes.
That's the point. Is that all three of you are engaged in your phones
instead of doing the podcast.
Yes.
Okay. I just ended my first Periscope.
Should I be concerned that I have 2,255 hearts from Joshua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems a little excessive.
That's
Joshua.
Almost transplant territory.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Fesky says that's 167 people with Common Core. You know, our 16, 17 people.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a podcast of people watching their phone.
That's it.
Oh, it's
good
awful.
Times.
That is so the airplane, did you crash it?
Yeah, I crashed. I killed all of us.
Dadgum.
And I did it because
did that
of John
sting?
Rich. You know what? It's scary right until you hit, and then all of a sudden it's done.
Then you're like in heaven, like, wow, look at that over there. You. This is awesome.
And you know what? I can be honest with you. I was surprised to see John. He made it. And I was like, wow, how did you get here? I'm like, well, I worked really hard to get here.
Yeah. You towed the line.
And you did nothing. You basically just kind of.
You caused this crash.
Right. And how did you make it? And he was like, I don't know, man, but let's party. I'm like, dude, we're in heaven. He's like, I know.
St. Peter. I'm going to call him.
Then that was crazy.
I'm going to call Hendrix.
Is that when he gets to heaven, his voice sounds like yours. Everyone in heaven has his voice.
It sounds like.
Yeah. Everyone talks like this. Hey, welcome to heaven.
We love y'all.
Hey, we've been waiting forever for you to get here.
We cooked. Y'all, come on. We got
Hey, have
food.
Y'all eaten? Y'all hadn't
We're
eaten yet, have
in
you?
St. Peter's house. Come on, everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all are staying. Y'all are staying, okay?
Look, we got chicken from Hattie B's. Y'all, come on. It's
Hattie B Hot Chicken.
Hi, Hattie B Hot Chicken. They follow me on Twitter, by the way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never had it.
I'm killer name B's.
I'm stopping the Periscope. So
I'm
if you're watching
my Periscope,
go over and watch.
Tell Joshua bye.
At Big D and Bubba. All
bye, Josh.
People.
I'm on Bubba Radio right now.
Or at Bubba Radio. Go watch his. He's going to keep doing this.
And by the way, we had a question from Abby for you, Big D. You can answer. It's two parts. We've got what's with all the candles, and what scents are the candles?
Candles are because we all like them. Everyone, you know, Bobby, you like them. Patrick likes. I mean, who doesn't like candles? Like, who wants it to stink? No one likes stinky.
Nobody wants it stinky.
And so we have candles, and I make the candles. So it's a lot cheaper, and plus, I can control the candles that you buy like at the store, unless you. Get like soy or some sort of clean burning candle. A lot of those candles they burn dirty. So you send up bad stuff in the air and then you breathe it. And my favorite scent is probably, I'm a big cucumber, fresh melon kind of guy. I like that stuff.
Did you make this cucumber candle that's in front of me here?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
What about the bread and butter one?
That's just an old jar. I had an old and butter pickle jar. But I made them. Yeah. That's a cinnamon vanilla.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But you can get all kinds of pipe smell for
you
me
can get
again.
Pipe. Yeah, I gotta make yours. I may do that this weekend. I gotta make him a humidor.
You know,
and
the
pipe
humidor
smell
like whenever you're getting cigars and all. I don't smoke cigars and all that, but when I was a kid, my dad did.
And
all
he had
the time.
Bolcom Riff.
And I don't know what it was, but man, I would walk in and he would be in the back just smoking away in his thing. And he also smoked a pipe. And man, that smelled so good. So when Big D made me some candles, he made pipe smell, and it was awesome.
Hey, I'm fixing to drip melted wax into my coffee right now.
And those are soy candles again?
Okay.
Yeah, they're soy candles.
A lot of people are asking for you to sell these
again. I'm not selling them on Etsy.
Soy candles are made from the remains of the Soyuz spacecraft, correct?
Yeah.
Who knew?
They are. And there's only so much left.
Right.
That, you know, because once it's gone, it's gone.
It's like a collector's item thing, which is not for sale.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of pipe love on Periscope
you
right
guys,
now.
You guys, you want a good Periscope thing? I'll give you a good Periscope image. That right there.
What?
Right here. You guys know what that is?
It's a sample that goes to the doctor's office.
That's not a urine sample, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's a sailor. That there is a semen sample.
All right.
That is awesome.
I'm glad you actually said those words, Bubba. Okay, thanks a lot.
What? I'm glad that's over there.
We could have danced around that, but
is that for a candle you're making?
You're listening. It's the jar is empty. The jar is empty.
No, it's not.
It's empty.
I just threw it at him.
The jar
don't mess
is
it up.
Empty.
It's sterile.
It's sterile. He's going to have to fill
now
it.
Now it's contaminated. There's been cross-contamination now.
There's nothing funnier than to throw
fake sperm at a person.
A specimen. Yeah. As, yeah. I got to tell you, this is the second one. I've done this
That's
before.
How baby cows get born.
That's the second time you've used that joke. It was great both times.
I went
You're
in.
You're welcome.
Had a vasectomy. You and I, we talked about this.
Correct.
Off the air.
Correct.
So I went in for
the. Of the four of us in here, I'm the only one who has an intact vas deferens.
That's because you're not a threat.
That's right.
Wow.
I go in to drop off the sample. Right. So I've done this is my second one. So I went in. The first one was positive. And so hey, keep trying. And so I walk in. And I don't know. They gave me this sample cup, and I do my thing. It's in there. I have it in my pocket, okay? And I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I'm moving the jar, the cup, to where it's up in my pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want because I'm sitting in, so it kind of would be at an angle, and I don't want any kind of problem. So I turn it up so that the cap is up. And then when I stand up, I have to turn it again. And I signed in, and the lady calls my name, and I walk up there, and she goes, are you here for a sample?
Like she got real quiet?
Real quiet. Like and it made demure. Me get real weird. And I go, yeah. She goes, yeah, do you have it with you? I said, yeah. She goes, where is
Did
it?
Did you start whispering
yes,
with her?
Yes, now we're whispering. I'm yeah. this close from her. She goes, where is it at? I go, it's in my pocket. And the look that she gave me, she was like, "It's in your pocket right now." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "It's filled. It's filled." I go, "I tried."
I wouldn't say filled.
There's something inside.
There's something there.
Yeah, I mean.
So she says, "She goes, okay. Well, go ahead and give it to me. You don't need to. You didn't need to sign in for this." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." So I take this out of my pocket. My specimen, and I hand it to her. And she looks at me like I'm handing her a baby's skull. And she goes, it's not in a bag?
Well, said, it's in a bottle.
I'm like, no, that's what I thought.
And it's I not like I pulled it out of my pocket and smeared it on your hand.
I know.
You're not like a chimpanzee at the zoo.
I'm not throwing it around. I'm not trying to mark any territory.
Just throwing stuff.
I took mine in a bag. I had to take two samples. I put the little bottle in a Happy Meal bag the first time.
That's
and,
great.
And a Victoria's Secret bag the second time.
That's even better.
So that's what I did. That way no prying eyes had to look
yeah.
at right. that at
So
that
she had sample. To hand me a bag, and so I put it in a bag and then gave it to her. And then I got called back and says, well, there's a couple still around. So try
yeah.
again.
Blame that on your wife.
Try it again.
That's what I do. Oh. I tell my wife every time I'm like in the mood, I'm like, hey, look, we got to do this. It's the doctor's orders.
Yeah.
He says, we have to.
That's pretty bad when you're in the mood and you have to start that conversation out with an apology.
I'm so
Honey,
sorry, but this is.
I know you're busy.
I'm
doctor's
sorry.
Order.
Dadgummit, I know you're busy thinking about things or whatever.
So, anyway. I may excuse
I'm glad
myself.
We had this conversation.
Now, how come I didn't periscope that part?
Yeah.
See, I got nine. That's how those all that got Joshua sent all them
I'm
hearts.
I'm up to 20 now because of that discussion.
All right, here you go. Wow.
You know, like there's people from Belarus and in somewhere in Africa tuning in going, what are they even talking about?
Because and why are their camera moving? Why is the other going, and this is him, this is me? So I don't know. I don't know if I did good on my first Periscope attempt.
You did fine. You did fine.
I wish if I could go back and do today over again, would have had Killer Bees come in earlier for the show so he could have been here during the show when Bubba's German daughter and her mom were here.
Oh, yes.
Dude, I didn't cry. That was my big fear. She came in for her goodbye. You know, like it was her last day. They left straight from the studio to go to the airport. And I knew I was going to break down and cry. She'd been with us for a year.
Wow. I had forgotten that she had came. Was that an exchange student?
Yes.
I remember that now. I had forgotten about that.
I would have loved to hear him talk to her. Can you imagine?
She's so
fluent in German. I am so fluent
in
German.
She's good. She can pick up on it. It's her mom. Her mom is totally fine until anybody has any kind of country accent.
And as soon as
you start talking, she just nods and says yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. It's.
I came
funny.
In this morning and her mom was in there and I walked in. I got out of something in the green room and she was there and I said, hey, how are you? And she goes, oh, hey. And I said, it's good. I'm just walking by and I go, it's good to see you. And she goes, see you. And I just walked out. I go, yeah, it's, I see you too.
I'd have been gratified. Hey, man.
Hey.
No, y'all got grits in Berlin.
That's when you really turn it on.
Yeah, so
how come y'all's bread is dark brown like that? What's up with that? How do y'all do that?
They don't have toilet paper there.
Y'all eat lots of potatoes. Is that what y'all eat?
I haven't been to Germany in years.
How about them Messerschmitts? Woo, them's nice. I wouldn't mind having one of them. Y'all drive Volkswagens?
They do.
Yeah, they got a lot of what are they? What do they drive over there? Is it BMW stuff?
Benzes.
They've got those Volkswagens. They've got Volvos. Just basically any European car.
I'd be like, y'all's chocolate cakes have like chopped up pecans and stuff in ice, and don't they? Isn't that what y'all have?
German chocolate.
German
chocolate.
It's a good joke.
Hey, that's what I do.
Yeah, it's good.
She had listened to one of her mom apparently had listened to one of the podcasts where I was talking about going to East Germany for my buddy Dominic's bachelor party. We went to East Germany, five dudes, and just hung out in a cabin and fished on the lake for a weekend. But the part of the story I don't think I told then was that we were on the boat on the lake, and everybody else just gets, I think maybe I mentioned it, people just get naked and jump in the water.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal. And so she felt the need in meeting me today after she had heard that, her mom, to tell me that that's not normal, that they don't do that in the part of Germany she lives in, and that most of the Western Germany, they're not that
progressive.
It's just the people on the East that's their only freedom from, you know, they feel like they need to get naked. I'm like,
because
well,
they couldn't get naked
they
whenever
do
Russia
anything
controlled
else
them?
When, yeah, I guess.
We do not jump out of boat naked.
Yes. Yeah.
See you.
See you. So it was very, I was like, oh, okay, clearly that bothered her, that was my sense of Germans. I'm like, no, I knew it was just where we were.
She asked me all kinds of questions. She's like, you know, whenever people ask you about Germany, what are you going to tell them? I'm like, you guys make great cars, you like sausage,
yeah.
And all of Germany is not like Bavaria, because that was a big misconception. Nobody in the northern half where they live listens to the beep, 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 little polka stuff. That's all southern Germany. The stuff you see
that's
like
that's a very small part of southern Germany.
Yeah, too. It's like one state. It's like saying everybody in America does exactly what people in North Dakota do.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case. Every state is different and that kind of deal. So I didn't know like Bavaria was a state in Germany.
I had no idea either.
It's not just a, you know, it's its own little thing.
I thought it was a type of chocolate.
Who knew?
Don't they make chocolate there?
I think they make chocolate
everywhere. I don't know.
I think they're known for it, though.
Right.
Like when I was in Switzerland,
beer.
They're known for their chocolate.
They are good beer drinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth largest consumer of Jack Daniels in the world.
Well, that's why you get naked and jump out of the boat. Right.
That's
there.
How it happened. That's how I'll never forget, man. The boat drives by as a mom and a dad and a little girl. This is the first time I saw any naked people. And the first naked person we saw that day, because we didn't know, I didn't know this was coming.
Little girl?
The little girl. She's like 8 years old. She's just completely naked. And I was freaked out. I was like, why that little girl is completely naked?
Don't be saying that too loud on the internet.
I'm just saying, it was weird. It was like, why is that little girl naked? She's just standing there. There's people everywhere.
Yeah.
And the four other guys were like, why? What's the problem? Just a kid. Nobody cares. I'm like, yeah, like, I see where you're coming from with that, but
we have too many weirdos.
Too many weirdos, and we're so used to hearing about weirdos in America that we would never let our kids just
be
naked.
I would be unnerved as well.
And then before I could be more unnerved by that, her mom stood up and took her clothes off.
Was her mom hot?
Her mom was not. I mean,
what?
Her mom was not hot, but she was not unhot. Is that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
Stifler's mom?
She took her clothes off and jumped in the water, and all of us were just like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
We should go swimming.
It's going to be that kind of day.
How does she do it? Can you demonstrate?
No.
How did she take her shirt off? It was one of those crossover, you know, the crossover arms.
That's right.
Start at the bottom. One of those things.
I've never done. Have you? Any of you guys ever done the crossover shirt taking off thing?
No, that's a girl move.
That's a girl move.
No, how do you stretch?
That's what I was going to say. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah, my goal is to stretch the neck out of shape every time I take a shirt off, you know. But my wife can do all that.
I do that before I even put it on.
My wife can pull her bra through her sleeve like an FBI snub nose.
It's weird, isn't it?
Mine can do that too. Kung fu weapon or something.
They I'm like, what are you doing? I'm taking my bra off. And all of a sudden it comes out through her nose.
Yeah, like, yeah. How did you do that?
I don't know.
Tricks, we'll just never know.
Yeah, we never will. All right. Well, Bubba's done periscoping, I think, because we're about to wrap this up.
I'm not done periscoping. I'm never done periscoping.
Bubba did not give up. Do you have like a million hearts now and a bunch of people watching because you didn't bolt?
I've got 14 people still watching, baby.
14 people had to go. Lord. That was worth the time.
No, a lot of people have said, I have to go because I've got to go to lunch.
Or my boss came in.
Because there's something better in this world to do than watch Periscope.
I'm going to get naked and jump out of the boat. Got to go.
That's how baby cows are born.
That's how baby cows are born. Try to use that in a sentence at least once today, folks. That's how baby cows are born.
For those of you who are still watching on Periscope and for those of you who are listening on the podcast, I will be Periscoping my baby bunnies later.
Really?
As soon as they get home. Oh, I didn't tell you about this.
No.
I came home the other day. Oh, we've just extended the podcast now. Extended mix. I went home the other day, and there were two huge crows in the front yard.
Delivering baby bunnies?
No, they were just standing there, like, you know, just going, doing like,
dude,
they're real smart, you know, like, mm-hmm. All of a sudden you see, boop, and they pop up, and they have little mice or something, and they take off flying. I'm like, whoa, I have mice in my yard. So I get out of the car and I go and inspect it, and it's bunnies. I have three little bunnies in a mama rabbit hole that she shoved in there, and like the crows had apparently been, you know, buffet style hitting them up all day.
Dude, so crows are nature's ISIS.
They are. So I went ahead and I took a laundry basket and I cut a little hole in it so mama rabbit can still get in. And the little baby bunnies are living fine. They're protected from the crows, and mama can still get in and feed them, and they're good. They're growing. I'm hoping to go home and see if their eyes have opened.
Excellent. Periscope that. That's good. So that's good periscope fodder.
I did yesterday. I mean, look, there's nothing cuter than the little bunnies. Watch here. Come see this, man. Come see this. This is great. No, watch. And for those of you who are on Periscope, you get to watch the Periscope from yesterday. Look at this. Look, watch the little rabbits, little bunnies. Watch them poke their little heads out.
Ah!
Look how cute! So anyway, that's what I was. See, and you're like, it's adorable.
Dude, that's almost scary, though.
And for those of you who are listening to the podcast, if you want to see it, just go to our Facebook page and you'll find us there. Look for the little.
Have you named them? You got to name them.
Oh, yeah, we did on the air.
Boot, Scoot, and Boogie.
Gotcha. That's kind of catchy, yeah.
I think it's been done before, but whatever.
Yeah. Wow. And then that's how baby rabbits get born.
Yeah. So now are we done? Are you good? He used it.
Did you use all your good stuff? Did you use all your good material on the podcast? Or do you have anything
I did.
Left?
This is the A material. I just used it. Although I would tell y'all that we did cook out at Fallen Value Subdivision for Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. All the families got together. We did it over at the Neiman's house because their trailer's on a slab.
Yeah.
And there were beef kebabs, shrimp kebabs, and chicken kebabs. And all the dads put different parts of this feast, if you will, on their grills. They had me cook the freaking corn. Corn. Now, what does that say
everybody
about
else my, got to do meat and you got corn.
Yeah, here. Or, look, just take this pan of corn, put it on your grill. No, just leave it in the pan. That's what they told me. So that kind of shook. I don't even know how to decipher what that means.
They
and
don't
I had
trust
to go
your meat
stand
preparation.
There. With, oh, I know. Look, they go, just put your grill on low, put the pan and just shut the lid. And we'll check back with you. Every few minutes I get a call. Is that lid shut? Yeah, and I can hear them all over there partying. Whee! Happy Memorial Day. Whee! I'm like, yeah. I don't know if my feelings should be hurt about that or not, man. Yeah. It's like, you do the corn. I'm like, really? And then the floor show was all the mamas trying to open wine bottles, and nobody's corkscrew worked, and they were like, send the kid home to, Jimmy, go get that corkscrew that's in the door. And everybody would bring their favorite corkscrew. Like, there were some that had compressed air in them. There were electric ones. None of it worked, so they ended up using, like, knives and screwdrivers. There was a 22 long rifle handgun in the queue, as they say in England, to be used. They didn't have to use it. Anyway, they ended up, there was so much cork.
In the wine?
In the wine that they had to pour it through a T-shirt into the glasses.
Are they the people that punch the cork down into the wine?
Correct.
When they screw it up?
Shredded, too. And yeah. I mean shredded cork, so it was an
Some
adventure.
Some people just don't know, man.
People don't know.
You know what I got? I forgot to tell you this. I got one of those, it's a 50 caliber round, spent 50 caliber round
yeah.
that is made into a beer bottle opener.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
It's hot, dude. It's
Very
engraved
because, cool.
you know, I'm awesome.
Yeah, well, you'd have yeah. to be. You to know, have that.
To get that, you got to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
If people want to follow you on Periscope, which you did your very first Periscope today, what do they search you under?
That would be Killer Bees, spelled B-E-A-Z, because we didn't know any better.
And that's also his Twitter handle as well, so you
yep.
can follow him
Twitter,
that way.
Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+. And Facebook is Killer Bees Comedy.
Is that where you got all your tour dates and all that kind of stuff?
Probably. I don't even look. I just send silly pictures and say goofy stuff, but I think killerbees.com has the itinerary and the tour schedule, the world tour schedule.
Anybody have anything else to add?
No, it's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, appreciate thank you. That. I love you guys, man. Thank you.
Patrick?
I got nothing. I checked out when I thought we were done 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, me too. Bobby, you got anything?
I will be periscoping the bunnies later, and it's going to be awesome. Don't hate. Now for the script. With your loan tracker plus a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant. I have a hard time saying that.
Is that a loan tractor like you cut grass with?
Loan tracker.
Loan tracker. Oh,
with your
okay.
loan tracker, not a lawn tractor, plus a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, the home loan process just got better. You can visit wellsfargo.com/, and they spelled out slash, but don't do that. You just use the little slash symbol. wellsfargo.com/loan tracker to learn all you want about your loans.
Thank you, Killer.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank
I love
you, everyone.
You guys.
Heck yeah.
I'm
Bye,
glad y'all everybody. Bounced glad y'all bounced back from the plane crash.
Thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.